with Richard Giangiulio and Paul Rido, trumpet and organ, the prelude and from Te Deum by Charpentier. And good Monday morning to you. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We're listening to tunes together now on the Classical Time on Kansas Public Radio. Next, some fireworks from Handel, a good Mozart piano concerto, and more. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. Here's Martin Perlman directing the Boston Baroque, the overture from Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks on Kansas Public Radio. The overture from the Music for the Royal Fireworks by George Frederick Handel. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, some Mozart and then some more music for trumpet. Erica Wazin's three lyrics for trumpet and piano. Good morning. This is KPR. Franz von Suppe takes us through the day with the morning, noon, and night overture after the noon news. Music by Saint-Saëns for flute and harp. Later, a Mendelssohn concerto for two pianos. Classical music from noon to three, right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Annie Fisher at the piano with Adrian Bolt's Philharmonia Orchestra. Here's Mozart's 20th piano concerto now on KPR. That's Mozart's Piano Concerto number 20 in D minor, ending in major there. Adrian Bolt, the Philharmonia Orchestra, and Annie Fisher at the piano. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad we're listening to tunes together. We have music by Virgil Thompson, a symphony on a hymn tune, coming up, along with Schumann's Arabesque for piano. Support for all this classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Chaeyoung Park on Saturday, November 2nd. Tickets still available at topekasymphony.org. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansas make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Erica Wazin wrote these three lyrics for trumpet and piano. Here they are on KPR. That's music by Erica Wazin called Three Lyrics for Trumpet and Piano with Chris Gecker, the trumpeter. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Fire danger again today. It should be much windier later on. It's pretty calm now in Lawrence with about 60 degrees so far. 52% humidity, sunshine, and a high ultimately of 80 this afternoon, but winds picking up and spreading all the dust and pollen at about 25 miles per hour at us. Tonight, at last, we have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 in the morning. So it should start clouding up in the early evening, a low of 58, a windy night, and tomorrow's supposed to be sunny with a high near 85. And another 20% chance for Thursday and Thursday night.
Hello, friend PM. I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
Hope you can come. It'll be this Friday night, this Friday's live day, and Destiny's concert. It'll be broadcast, but it'll also be, well, at the library in downtown Lawrence, so you're welcome to come and meet Destiny and some other KPR staffers as well. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. A great piece by Schumann for solo piano, The Arabesque. In just a few minutes, right after the news and right here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corvette Points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Solidime, focused on making solid-state storage optimized for performance and efficiency. Solidime believes a new era in AI requires a new approach to data storage. StorageForAI.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. With Nelson Frere at the piano, The Arabesque in C Major, Robert Schumann. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, a violin concerto as rich as the composer's name. Plus a Bach keyboard piece with Robert Hill at the forte piano. And Symphony on a Hymn Tune, the music of Kansas City native Virgil Thompson. It's a great Monday morning for classical music here on KPR. Glad we're listening together. I'm Cordelia. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m., tickets at lead.ku.edu. Well, our composer with the rich name is Francesco Maria Veracini. He was born in Florence in 1690. Here's his Violin Concerto No. 5 in D Major with Alberto Martini, violinist now on KPR. One of the violin concertos, that was the fifth one, by Francesco Maria Veracini with Alberto Martini, the violinist and directing his ensemble. Next we have J.S. Bach, and stay tuned for Virgil Thompson, and then two cellos KC, Susie Yang and Meredith McCook playing the old tune Caravan. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 89.7 Emporia. As part of KPR's annual Live Day broadcast Friday, we're presenting a special free Halloween concert with violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends. The evening concert's at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library Auditorium. It's part of an entire day of live classical music, Friday, starting at 9 a.m. on KPR One stations. Here's Robert Hill at the forte piano, playing the Fantasia in Fugue in A Minor by J.S. Bach on KPR. Robert Hill as a harpsichordist, playing the BWV 904. That's a fancy way of saying, or a kind of secret way of saying, the Fantasia in Fugue in A Minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's just about 10:31, 67 degrees, on the way up to 80. And tonight we have a 50% chance of rain. Wouldn't that be nice? Next on KPR, Symphony on a Hymn Tune. It's a four-movement orchestral piece by the American composer and Kansas City-born and raised Virgil Thompson. It was Thompson's first symphony, and he wrote it in the late 1920s when he was studying with composer Nadia Boulanger in Paris, although it wasn't premiered until 1945. Symphony on a Hymn Tune, Virgil Thompson on KPR. Music by Kansas City native Virgil Thompson. Symphony on a Hymn Tune. Several in there, weren't there? Howard Hansen directing the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra. Next, we'll hear from Two Cellos, KC, which is two cellists from the Kansas City Symphony, Susie Yang and Meredith McCook. And we'll have some chamber music by Sir Edward Elgar, we don't hear very much. Piano Quintet in A Minor, that's coming up at 11:11. Right now, it's 10:52, and this is KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County, Kansas, for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. And support for the music today on KPR also comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Native Fashion, celebrating wearable artworks created by indigenous people historically and today. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. This is KPR. Featuring Two Cellos, KC, Susie Yang and Meredith McCook, for music by Tanya Anisimova, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. One of the old French dances by Marin Marais, played by a violist this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Plot has changed his life. On the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for more about that at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. An English Symphony by William Boyce right after the news, and then Elgar Chamber Music and music by Herbert Howells. Support for news, next on Kansas Public Radio, comes from NOTO, Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival, Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. It's 11:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR to the win. The dramatic game was a fitting way to end the finals, the first in league history to have two overtime games, in the series fitting into the season as a whole, a transformative year for the WNBA in which attendance and ratings were up significantly. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from JTV, Jewelry Television, a TV shopping network offering a range of color gemstone jewelry, including tanzanite, turquoise, and ruby. Available on TV or at jtv.com. Good morning. This is KPR. From the English Baroque by William Boyce's Symphony No. 2, Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy. Good morning. It's 11:12. This is Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from I2S at KU. Creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. Next is the Piano Quintet in A Minor. Seldom heard music by the great English composer Sir Edward Elgar, performed by members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center on Kansas Public Radio. A great performance from musicians who are members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, playing music by Sir Edward Elgar. That was the Piano Quintet in A Minor, Opus 84, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Thanks for joining us for classical music this morning here on KPR. Next, we'll have some choral anthems by Herbert Howells. The weather forecast looks like today should be about 80 degrees, and for the 50% chance of rain tonight, we're hoping that happens, there's another slighter chance Thursday. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting Paragon Ragtime Orchestra Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. Their presentation of Meet Me at the Fair is a musical celebration of the world's fairs. More at jccc.edu/mtc. Two songs with the music written by Herbert Howells. The one we just heard, My Eyes for Beauty Pine, the words by Robert Bridges, and sung by the Memphis Boys Choir and Chamber Choir with Frederick Homan at the organ. And the first one, Long, Long Ago. The words were written by John Buxton in 1940 while he was a prisoner of war in Bavaria. And that was sung by St. John's College Choir with Ian Farrington and Christopher Robinson, the conductor of that. And this is KPR, support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio, comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, photographs, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.org.
Look, library, it's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Hope you can make it. Live days coming up this Friday, October 25th, a whole day of live music throughout the day with musicians perhaps you know or you've heard play since they're all from the area. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And we're live and local Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, plus KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lack.